the first thing that's in my mind is that the that nobody can do a more thorough investigation than the IG has done. That's how this thing has come out. And that the president has already cured the problem. I don't see how the chairman can say, as he did, this is the tip of the iceberg. We have no indication that GSA is an agency where corruption has flourished. I think he may be referring to other issues that concern him about GSA, such as, you know, properties that we want to sell, but there's already a bill that would allow that to happen. Most of those properties are not even under GSA's jurisdiction. So I think I am interested in what happened. That will be a recap of what the IG did. But my own longer-term interest really is in what the new administrator of the agency intends to do to cap this issue and to make sure that there are none beneath it. And I must say I have a great deal of confidence in Dan Tangalini because I've seen him in operation both in Metro and, of course, operating a big, complicated city as the administrator in the District of Columbia. He's also not only proven but known for his high ethics. So I think in a real sense the remedy and the analysis have preceded the hearing, but I think the hearing is in order. I think that when you squander taxpayers' money particularly to the extent that happened here, where they said that they wanted to go over the top, where you start with $300,000 as the cost and you end up with $800,000, and at a time when we had 10% unemployment with millions of people out of work. So if all we do is go over what the IG has done, we certainly need to put that on the public record. But now that the top of the agency has been taken out, indeed all of the top officials have been let go, then I want to know how this could have occurred in the far region, and if it was what it appears to have been deliberate violation of the regulations, what is Mr. Tangalini going to do to make sure that cannot happen again?
This is not the first time. In fact, I believe this is the third time within the past 5 to 10 years that there's been an issue close to or at the top of the General Services Administration. Is it your sense that each of those incidents has been isolated and due to situations with the individuals involved, or is it potentially that there is some kind of a systemic issue or cultural issue at the General Services Administration that
they
somebody should look at?
I don't know the ones you're talking about. The last administrator was fired, but she was engaged in overtly political activity.
And the other one that I'm referring to is Mr. Safavian.
Oh, of course. That's right. And as you can see, both of those are sui generis. I wouldn't expect that they would indicate anything about those beneath them. What bothers me about this is that you have fully implicated an entire region of the GSA for the first time.
Why is that significant in your mind?
Well, the top of the agency in both the prior firings, you had wrongdoing by the heads of the agencies, and the agency itself was not implicated. Here you have the entire western region with lots of officials out there, at least knowing about it, deliberately engaged in circumventing federal law and regulations. That seems to me to implicate at least the western region, as the two prior filings have not done. Indeed, this administrator probably resigned because she should have known. She probably did not know about this, and Mr. Peck now had a generally good reputation, but was out there apparently staying in that suite, as I recall from the IG's report. So obviously he had to leave, even though he had done a good job at the agency. So I think that the president did what he had to do. Instead of going after federal employees who were involved, and of course some of them are on administrative leave, they are entitled to due process, unlike the political officials. Instead of doing that, he went straight to the top. And that is the way it ought to be done in the government, just as it is done in private industry, particularly when there's serial violations across the board from planning to execution.
Are you concerned, ma'am, that there's a possibility that this hearing could devolve into what you just mentioned, an opportunity to bash federal employees rather than an opportunity to look at the facts that are included in the Inspector General's case and then speak to Mr. Tangerlini, as you mentioned, and find out what will happen there moving forward?
Well, if you judge by the way my good friends on the other side of the aisle have gone at federal employees, you have to believe that there will be some that take this as an opportunity to smear federal employees. I mean, they have gone to federal employees every opportunity they can. They want to take down their pensions. They want more freezes from them, which means cuts every year. The first place they look is federal employees. They have no appreciation of the kind of workforce we have. We have a knowledge workforce at the top of the workforce ladder across the board in the federal government. No appreciation for that. So it seems to me that, yes, we will have some stereotyping going on here, and there will be those of us out to defend federal employees if that's what they intend to do. The employees involved need to be sanctioned as the top already has been. But it would be very wrong to somehow take these employees as representative of federal employees. I think the reason that – I think there was a collective gasp throughout this region when they read of what the GSA employees had done, particularly – one wonders if they lived in this region, if they would have even thought about acting that way.